Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your old Dick Hugger. Live in this bitch. Woo! Man. NCAA tournament got my head all messed up. Although I am happy. Because Syracuse lost. So that made my day. My whole anti-New York thing still rides. We're not going to go there on that, though. My anti-New York bias, just it's not going to come up. I'm just happy Syracuse lost. So, on to the show. Smooth Drama. I want to hear from you. 646-929-2037. Why? We got Westside in the house tonight. Mr. J Hostile coming to give it to you. Hardcore and raw. Nah, we do. At least we try to do from time to time. We try to get hardcore up in the piece. Up in this piece, at least. And once again, y'all want to holler at Mr. Hostile, we be playing his. All right. We seem to have had some technical difficulties beyond our control, but now we are back. Once again, for those who missed the part, I want to hear from you. 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037. And I do want to hear your ideas. We have a newsletter that we're going to be coming out with. Y'all look out for it. It's going to be kind of controversial. You know, we unedited here. We uncut raw. So, you got something you want to say? Hey, you can shoot me an email or an article and we'll try and get you published. Get your ideas and thoughts, because basically, you know, talk show isn't necessarily about my ideas and thoughts. You know, it's your ideas and thoughts also. You know, I want to talk about stuff that makes you think, and I want you to make me think and others think also. So it's not just about me. It's about all of us. You know, I'm reaching out to love movement. I want to reach out and touch and rub and, you know, get everybody's thoughts massaged in. On that note, oh, also before I forget, I want you to keep up with us. You know, not want you, but if you want to keep up with us, you can text us from your mobile device. Smooth Drama, the word Smooth Drama, to the number 41411. Once again, you can keep up with us, our live events, what we got happening. You know, we got a few things, irons in the fire. You want to keep up, see what's going on. You can text us, the word Smooth Drama, to the number 41411. And we will definitely holler back at you because, you know, of course, without you, there is no us. Well, there's a us, but it's not as effective without you. So, as always, I want to hear from you. Although, I always try to start the show off with something controversial, and this is definitely something controversial. A woman was sentenced to 216 days in jail after being convicted for the habitual truancy of her children. She was Carmen Quinones, hopefully I said that right, was convicted of 3 counts of contributing to the delinquency of her 3 children. As prior to the case, there were interventions were done to try to help Ms. Quinones and establish her children and to maintain good attendance. Well, the school that issued notices of truancy to Ms. Quinones, and they conducted meetings, and so I guess the district attorney's office, you know, got involved to discuss the reason for the habitual truancy, and none of that worked. So they filed against Ms. Quinones in the Monterey County Truancy Court, and she was also fined. So despite the fine, the kids still did it, and so they charged her. And she got 216 days at 7 months of jail. All right. 7 months. Not a week. You know, which is 7 days. 7 months. You know, now, what happens is Judge Efren Iglesias, who convicted Ms. Quinones and sentenced her to jail for, I guess what she did is, well, he did. I'm thinking it's a he. He sentenced her to jail for every day that her children have been truant in one school year. Also, she must attend school with one of her children for 40 days and provide a licensed medical provider's note for every day of illness absence. She was also placed on 5 years probation and was fined $2,500, which, you know, was stayed pending the successful completion of a probation. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Now, you know, we got a caller. Caller, you on air?
Where was this taking place?
This took place in Salinas, California.
Well, I'm wondering who were taking care of the kids while she was in custody. Does that mean that they were in child welfare services, child protective services?
I'm going to guess it either went there or, as is the case with a lot of these cases, grandma.
And then also, if they expect her to go to school with the kids for 40 days, I mean, if she's a single parent, I mean, how is
she
going to provide for the kids, you know? That seems like more of a hardship.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they're punishing her like she was the one that did all the dirt, and I'm thinking like, well, you know, some kids are just stupid, you know, and they got a mind of their own, and so the mother is going to suffer because of the kids. Now,
oh yeah, because it seems obvious that the kids were running the household if all three of them weren't going to school, and especially for 7+ months.
Yeah. 7 months. So I'm going to assume because what the judge did is he sentenced her to jail for every day that her kids had been truant. 216 days they were truant. And I'm like, you know, being that I have a high schooler in my household, I'm like, you know what? I might kick this dude out. I'm going to go to jail if he's trying. Shit, you got to go, homie. I'm sorry. I don't know
about
anybody else. That's kind of harsh. You get it because they're truant, and also, you know, probation and the fine.
And probation is not free either. You have to pay for 3 months you're on probation.
Right. And then has to go to school for 40 days with one of her children. That's a whole lot. So, I mean, I know there's a story about the police are looking for a man who tried to sell his kid. He might have heard of this story and was like, shit, I got to do something, get something for this child. You know, better you than me. You know, and speaking of jail, I always got to go back to my favorite place, Florida. There's a man in Florida who just got out, Sylvester Giles, and was like, you know, he had to get back. And so he went back to jail. They wouldn't let him in, though. So what happened is he tried to, you know, a few days after he was released. So they turned him away. So he ends up trying to break into the jail. He jumped and tries to scale the barbed wire fence back in, got caught in the razor sharp, you know, barbed wire. They cut him down, escorted him in, and the judge ruled the prison break-in was a violation of probation and sentenced the 25-year-old Giles to another 15 years behind bars. Now, to me...
15 years. Oh, that's not jail. That's prison.
Well, right. 15 years.
I guess he liked it in there.
Yeah, I'm like, but what does that say about just Florida in general, where the guy don't even want to live on the outside? He'd rather be in jail than live in the regular streets of Florida?
Well, you know, in prison, his meals are provided for him, and the days are pretty much the same. He knows the routine. And then it's not a co-ed jail, so he's in there with other men, too, which must be his thing. If he's trying to break in and scale a barbed wire fence, I mean, that's just a bit much.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. But, you know, that's something that you would only hear about in Florida, although thinking of the whole get going to jail. Just so happens, I don't know if a lot of people have heard, that Ben Roethlisberger, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, who was being accused of sexually assaulting a 20-year-old woman at a Georgia night spot earlier this month, has not been charged, and the authorities are no longer able to watch a video of scenes at the Georgia nightclub because a digital video recorder system recorded over it, an attorney said.
Imagine that.
Yeah, so there it is. He's not going to jail. He's not going to spend no time or nothing. All the evidence is gone. Now, maybe it's a coincidence that, you know, he had pictures with the Georgia police before the incident. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Who knows?
Maybe they're going to some Pittsburgh games.
Or he's gonna pay for the police ball. The policeman's ball is gonna be really nice this year.
Some autographed jersey.
Yeah, all that. And on that note, we gonna get into my man Jay Hostile song, Goodbye, before we give him a call. So y'all listen to this. It's a hot track by my man Jay Hostile. Goodbye. That was my man Jay Hostile with hot track Goodbye. So we not about to say goodbye. We about to say hello. So that we gonna break my man Jay Hostile off a call and see what's happening with him.
Yo, hello.
Yo, welcome to Smooth Drama. Jay Hostile, what's happening, baby?
Hey, yo, what's good with you, man?
Oh, we good. We just got through playing your hot track, Goodbye. That shit is nice.
Oh, okay. You know, I appreciate the love, man. You know, I'm trying to do my shit.
Right. Nothing wrong with that. So how you feeling tonight?
Smoking.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it happen, man. That's about it. That's about it, man.
All right, so good now.
I'm good, man. You know,
right.
You know, intake. Got to smoke.
Okay, so you out of Inglewood.
Man, I'm out of Inglewood. Man, I'm a general, man. I'm the hottest nigga out of Inglewood.
Okay. So tell us about your style.
Man, I can't even really describe my style. I mean, you listen to me, you hear I'm a West Coast nigga, but you listen to my style, it's like, well, if the East Coast, where is he born? I mean, I'm an Inglewood dude 100%. Born and raised on the West. It's just, nigga always loved Biggie and shit. I was a Biggie fan. Biggie, Nas, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, Method Man. I like Pac was the hottest nigga, then he was hard as fuck. But I just have more of a East Coast swag to myself, though.
Yeah. Now, I before I get into all that, I gotta say, I did like Pac, but I like Pac's first two albums. But when he went and started doing all the singing duets and all that, I kind of got off him for a minute, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of like where you was going with it when you was talking about how, you know, it's way too many people with the singing, the R&B, smooth rap style. I'm like, what happened to just spitter?
Yeah.
You know? It's not a lot of people that just want to spit. Now, I mean, obviously we know that it's not commercially successful. Although I think that can kind of change, you know, I'm hoping brothers like yourself can help change that.
Oh, man, I'm going to change that, man. I mean, there's too many soft motherfuckers out here right now, man. Everybody out here is just soft as fuck. Everybody's baller. Ain't nobody really from the streets no more.
Right.
Everybody was paid all their life and shit. Then you just pay a couple dudes to say they was on the block somewhere. That's all it is.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't nothing, man. Half these niggas ain't seen a block on the same thing that hood street unless they passing on the freeway.
Now, I was going to ask you that. I mean, you know, it's an NCAA tournament right now, and there's a commercial that keeps being played. I don't know if you've seen it. The one with everybody is sounding like T-Pain, we're going to get this party started, whatnot.
Man, I respect T-Pain and what he do. You know what I'm saying? I just got a problem with everybody who bite that man's hustle.
Right, but
like that man came in the game and did his shit, you know what I'm saying? All these niggas, like, that's what I say about Goodbye in my song Goodbye, you know. Auto-tune niggas, you know what I'm saying? These niggas trying to act like they hard and shit, trying to, even coming out unique, you biting another nigga's shit trying to get on. You know what I'm saying? Niggas' first albums, they auto-tuning out. Like, come on, man, that shit ain't called for. Let me hear what you're talking about. You ain't got nothing to talk about. Your ass off the, you taking up airwaves. Nobody want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
I know I sure the fuck don't. I know hood niggas sure the fuck don't.
Well, you know, that makes me wonder. I mean, because, you know, you got all the radio play, and then you hear about certain artists of platinum, and I've always wondered who are buying these albums. I mean, because as a hip-hop dude myself and a supporter of hip-hop, you know, I go to hip-hop shows, and I buy albums. Now, of course, I will listen to your album. If you only got two or three songs, then I will not buy your album. But I buy albums, you know. And so I always wondered, and I wondered as an artist yourself, do you think that sometimes they just put salt in the game, they throw figures out there to make it look like such and such is hot when they're really not?
Yeah, man, they'll throw numbers out there, make it seem like the artist is doing this and that. People will look at it like, oh, they got numbers up like that. It must be something about them. Man, that'd be full of shit, man. I mean, I believe the same shit, but Man, fuck all that shit, man. I'm gonna do my thing. My bars are gonna speak for themselves, man. When I say I'm hot, man, if you don't believe me, ain't play any track I got, man.
Yeah, well, the ones you sent us, I was like, yeah, you know, I put it on my MP3 player. I look at it like that. If you on my MP3 player, you a hardcore artist, because that's pretty much all I listen to. So, you on my MP3 player.
I appreciate that.
Now,
trying to be in the world MP3.
Yeah. Now, what you got an album coming out?
Yeah, I'm pushing the album. It's gonna be coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be titled I'm so hostile, but I ain't got no date on it. I'm putting the finishing touches on it right now. So I'll be dropping the single. I'm dropping the single. We Get Money. Dropping that. That'll be available within the next week or so. Trying to get everything situated to where once I drop it, ain't gonna be no problems, no complications.
All right. So show wise, what's your live show like?
Oh, the show gonna be active, man. I'm just I'm putting the touches on everything, all my dates and release dates, release dates and show dates. Everything will be posted. Y'all know y'all get the first hands on everything.
All
get
right.
Y'all all the information to post stuff on me, let people know when I'm coming back out to the Cali. Y'all know y'all be the first ones I'll hit up.
All right. I want to see your live show. You know, I always judge the artist not only just by his album, but what they do in the live show, you know, because there's a lot of dudes that, you know, spitting hard, you know, in the song, but you see them live and you're like, wow, really? I spend my money on this?
You got to make the crowd feel you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you can't work the crowd, it ain't no point, you know what I'm saying? People be like, damn, this performance is garbage, you know? Like, it's a lot of R&B singers out there, you know, they get in the booth, they sound great. You know, you go hear them live, they sound like shit, you know. Like, y'all should have just lip-sung that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then they ain't working the crowd and shit like that. You got to work the crowd. I've seen a lot of artists get on stage and just stand in the middle of the stage and just rap their shit. I mean, you gotta talk to motherfuckers, man. You listen to my shit, it sound like I'm talking directly to somebody. So the whole time I'm on stage, motherfuckers gonna be getting the eye check. I'm just looking at the whole crowd. Everybody gonna get an eye check from me.
All right, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, I was gonna ask you, you know, along them lines, like this, what do you feel about lip syncers, people who rap over their song? I mean, I've got my own opinions on that. I'm wondering what do you think about that?
I mean, I'm like this, man. You done wrote this song, you done got in the booth, you done did this song. Why can't you perform this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? A song is supposed to be you. You ain't supposed to, you only can rap 8 bars and you gotta stop and start over again. Nah, man, you better learn how to pace yourself and do this shit. It's an art to this shit. That's why I'm not just a rapper, I'm an artist. You know, I do this shit for real. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a game, this ain't a joke. You know what I'm saying? It's art.
Right. So what made you want to be a rapper?
I mean, you said, I've been through too much, man. So it's either stay in the streets and do what I was doing and end up somewhere, or ain't nobody going to have to hear about me, or I can get on this mic, man, and tell my whole story, man, and make the streets love me.
Okay.
I was blessed with a gift, so why not use it, you know?
Right. Well, the gift of gab is very, very important, obviously.
I'm an aggressive one, but I'm a real smooth talker, though.
There's something to be said about aggression. You know, there's a time to be smooth, and there's a time to be hostile.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, everything has its time and has its place. Now, as a rapper, and listening to a couple of songs I've listened to from you, I was going to ask you about, you keep up with current events and world news and whatnot?
Really, recently I haven't been able to even keep up with a lot. I've been going through a lot of transitions, moving around and stuff, so I ain't been able to really sit down and focus on a lot. I've been having to do just personally everything, my personal stuff. I've been having to focus on me, sit in studios 24/7, dealing with engineers and mixers, my world news, the studios.
Okay. All right, well, you know, I was going to say, you know, I know you was talking about how people fake on the street and they pay people to say they're on the streets and whatnot. Now, I was going to ask you, what do you plan on doing once you make it? Where do you go from there?
I plan on being a businessman. I mean, I plan on doing a lot. I mean, it's a lot of little companies. I want to start a lot of get into a lot of different things. Typical rapper want to do come out with a clothing line, some alcohol, some shit like that. I mean, I'm trying to think of better things and shit like that, man. And the way I'm going to do my things bigger and better is I'm just going to keep them on the low, keep them to myself. When I do it, everybody's going to love it and respect it, and they're going to see why I kept it under wraps. So I just keep everybody patiently waiting. You know what I'm saying? When I do something, just know it's going to be great.
Well, I mean, I've asked other people this question before. Now, as you know, the game done changed as far as album sales and how you package your music. How do you plan on taking advantage of the digital age and the technology?
I mean, everybody's digital. Everybody got a cell phone. Everybody got a laptop. Everybody got an iPod. Everybody got something to go to the internet. Everybody's on the internet for something once, twice, 10, 15 times a day. You know? I mean, why not exploit that? If I can put it somewhere on the site that it gets millions of hits, you know what I'm saying, and what my face is seen, eventually people going to hear me. My name going to be out there. I'm going to be the hottest one to come out. I am the hottest nigga to come out the West, man. I ain't got no problem with saying that shit to nobody nowhere, man. I go bar for bar with any nigga anytime, man.
Hey.
Any city, any, I don't give a, it doesn't matter, man.
I like your spirit, man. I like your spirit. You know, that's what I'm, there's something to be said for confidence. Now, what I was getting at is, you know, I read somewhere where they were talking about how over in China that they did over 300 million in like virtual sales and internet sales and whatnot. And I'm thinking, like, as hip hop artists, you know, I'm thinking that hip hop artists should tap into the virtual market. I mean, what you know anything about any of these Second Life and other virtual entities like that, and you got any plans on jumping into that arena?
Man, I got ideas of getting into things like that. I'm just trying to figure out what's the avenue I'm going to take. Try to see how I'm going to do this to where it pans for me and whatever business partner I work with. Right now, I'm just in limbo, just sitting back, relaxing, letting things go with the flow. But the virtual game, a lot of things, I wasn't really up on it. I'm just recently getting put up on game about that, so I'm trying to soak up as much game as possible and just go from there.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I saw, you know, 300 million in 1 year, that's a lot of zeros.
Yeah, that's a lot of zeros. I need all of them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people are buying virtual islands for millions of dollars. So I'm thinking, you know, you could be a virtual rapper and probably do more than you could as a real rapper, funny as that sounds. Because there's so many people online now and living virtual lives, probably blow up like that also. You know, just something to think about, you know.
Yeah.
As an artist.
That's what I'm out to get, man. So if I'm like, if this virtual shit is what's popping, man, you better believe Hot's out to be a part of this shit, man. I'm about this money, man. I'm trying to get it.
Now, I know there's one other area I wanted to ask you about. Now, as you're spitter and you're talking about, you know, I go at anybody bar for bar. You ever do any of those contests, those rap freestyle contests?
Nah, I never. South battles and shit, man. The dudes be probably just fucking. That shit be a gimmick, man. The dudes be on there, they be hot as fuck, and they don't even get the chance, they don't even get the shine. Then once you get in, if you do, you get on and you get you a little deal off that little shit, man. You ain't, how many motherfuckers you heard of that came out that shit? Man, that shit is a waste of time. You need to get out here, do your own footwork. Who you on? You want to get your own shit going, man? Because my fucking lady's looking at it. Shit, that's what I realized. All that being on the block, everything, these niggas and this shit, that shit got in my fucking nowhere. Yeah, people know me, but so what? That didn't create no buzz, no labels, eyes, no A&Rs, no managers, no nobody. That shit don't get shit, man. Okay, you on TV for 30 seconds doing nothing. At the time, if you on there sounding garbage as fuck, people gonna remember you. Now you just fucked up your career 3-4 years later when you are tight. Man, stay your ass off TV till you ready.
Right. Yeah. Good point. You have me thinking, like, I'm trying to think of a rap battle champion that anybody's ever heard of.
None.
You're right. None. So now, as a new artist coming up, I know you said you was influenced by Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, Jadakiss, Tupac. There anybody out now that you listen to is like, yeah, they got some.
Man, niggas I listen to right now, man, you gotta listen to a nigga named Fats Boss, man. That's my nigga, man. To me, man, that's like one of the hottest niggas that's been on the West for a long time, man. It's just, he ain't got a lot of respect, man. He was signed to some dudes a while ago. I don't even want to speak their name because they don't even deserve that respect. This nigga hot, man. Y'all just need to check out my nigga Fats Boss, man. Check out his MySpace, whatever, man. That nigga hot, man.
Okay.
Coming out the West, man. It ain't a lot of niggas I fuck with, man. You know what I'm saying? I can put names in the air, look at it like, honestly, I can say, yeah, these niggas is cool. These niggas is hot. These niggas ain't real to me, and I don't feel like if the situation was turned around that they put my name in the air. So that's all I got to speak on right now. You understand? My nigga Travis Boss. Oh, shout out to my nigga Certified at Long Beach. That's one of my hot niggas at Long Beach. Just say Cool Star for sure. You know? Other than that, man, I ain't even got too much else to say about niggas, man. All
right. Well, I can respect that. So if we wanted to find Jay Hostile, where would we find him if we were looking for you on the net?
Man, you can check out Jay Hot. You can check out my MySpace, myspace.com/JayHostile. You can get at me. You trying to see what's good with me, hit me up on my Twitter. I'm saying twitter.com/JayHostile. Facebook, JayHostile. This is 50. /JayHostile. Indie charts /JayHostile. Musicblast.com, JayHostile. I mean, let's go. Let me think. LastFM /JayHostile. I mean, just Google me. I'm going to come up. You're going to find me. There's no way you can miss me, man. There's no way. There's no way.
Okay. All right. So how'd you come up with the name?
Man. Jay, that's my middle initial. Hostile. You can listen to the tracks, man. I got a problem.
Oh, no. I know you hostile on the mic. You know, that was one of the things.
That's what people understand, though. Don't take it like, oh, Jay Hostile, yeah, that's the stage name. No, man, this is my fucking name, man. This is not no fucking gimmick, man. I'm in the streets. I'm really hostile. I ain't no punk-ass nigga. I ain't no quiet nigga. I get in your ass, nigga. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? I'm really in the streets. I'm from Inglewood. I'm a park boy. That's all I need to be said. Niggas know about them park boys. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Cinderella man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need to be said. You know about that, nigga? You know who I am, man. Niggas know, man. Lug B, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, streets is mine, man. I run this shit.
Okay. So, no shows coming up?
Man, just check out my pages, man. I don't have nothing set in stone right now, man. You know, I got to make sure every situation is right for me. I'm an up-and-coming artist, and I'm the hottest coming up.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll be checking for you, and hopefully, when you do finally do a
show. It's under construction, you know what I'm saying? JHostile.com. That shit will be coming soon. So it's under construction. So be on the lookout for that. And the mixtape is on its way. The mixtape will be dropping within the next week and a half. I'll be sending you the information the next 2-3 days.
All right.
It's gonna be awesome.
Let me know. Also, I wanna like I said, I wanna check you out live. You know, I would definitely come to the show. You give me some advance warning, I'm there.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. You know, we'll get that in for sure. I gotta get you to see me at live performance. I shut down shows, man. You know, I feel the police, man. I shut down shut down blocks. I ain't got to just shut down the building.
All right. So, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
All right, man. I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Y'all got my single, too. We getting money, man.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Check that on them, too, man. Let's check that out, man.
All right. And, we definitely going to do that. And with that, I want to let you know that anytime you want to come on, you want to talk about your album, whatever, you just hit me up. Bam, you come on. You got carte blanche, man. It's open to you. I'm open to all hot MCs. That's down the spit, hardcore.
That's the business. That's the business, man. I appreciate the love, man. I'll be in contact with y'all, man. Like. Shit, every week, man, I'm going to have something for y'all. All
right. Hey, you can come on every week. I got no problem with it.
All right. That's no problem, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get something from me. If I ain't on there live, man, I have a track for y'all or something, man. Mixtape or something, man.
All right. Well, you want to leave the people with something?
Let's see, man. What I got for y'all real quick, man. Yeah, I give y'all some bars real quick, man. Hold on, y'all know I've been smoking and shit, nigga.
That's when you at your creative best, right?
Ah, man, you know. I just give y'all this, just something real quick. When I spit, man, niggas get to folding their arms and crunching their face. Mad when they ain't got shit to say, they know that I'm hot. The worst part, you know that you're not. And if spit bars against me, your album will flop. I got these fake MCs fucking ready to pop me, getting mad that these bars about to have me rocky, that you're looking at me crazy like, fuck this dude. He don't sound West Coast, man. Fuck this dude. That's cool. And I got a couple words for y'all. I fucked son at the school playing basketball. Had his face in my scope, man. He looked just like you. Should have popped at him quick just to be real spiteful. Man, I take rap serious. I won't lay down. Keep a 4-pound with me to hold me down. I'ma run through your block, dog, and clap you down. And I ain't talking about applause when I clap these rounds. When I step on stage, know the best is here. Cause the crowd get to scream, and the best is here. It's like the world's been waiting for me to explode. Take shots at these rap dudes playing a role. I'ma devastate the world like it's 9/11. Then I cop me a Porsche, a 911. Sit back and let you niggas all talk about Maybachs. It's funny how your song's playing. Don't get played back. Trust me, the best thing to do is hush. So your face gets to meet what I'm keeping tucked. I'ma crush every bar that you think is hot. Holy fuck on your bra because you think she hot. Maybe think she a dime, but she really a douche. Drop a finger. That's how I really feel about you. Now hold up, hold up. I can sense the hate. I can hear all the talking bullshit debates. Understand that my style been 100%. And I ain't need to rob nobody. Style for shit. I'm the West Coast reason that niggas is pissed. So I'ma sit back and wait on any nigga to diss. I got more than the bar that I'ma get back with. I'ma come to your block 50 rounds in the clip. Send shots to your door just to wake up your mom and just to make niggas mad. I'ma clap your dog. You see, beef ain't got it to stay with me and you. I might clap at your bitch and aim at you. So be quiet.
Damn. Damn, y'all. Jay Hostile. Woo! Man, you need to drop that album quick. We need some of that.
I got something, man. Don't trip, man. I got something for the people, man. I got bars. It's not the fact that I got bars. That ain't got shit to do with it. It's the fact I got something to say.
That's what I'm talking about.
I ain't just got bullshit bars that sound good and make you dance and, man, fuck all that shit, man. I got something to say. If a nigga got a problem with anything I say, man, a nigga know how to get at me. I respond to every email. I respond to every Twitter message, every MySpace. I respond to everything. It don't matter, man. I respond to every fucking thing, and it's personally. I don't have nobody doing this shit for me.
Okay.
Any message you get back, it came from me.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about there. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit you up because we coming out with our Smooth Drama newsletter. Might try to get you to write a little something if that's all right with you.
Man, just hit me up, man. I always got something to say, man.
All right. I got you. Y'all, Jay Hostile. Hot fire. We be checking all right,
man,
for you. Be checking for you.
Man, don't trip, man. I got something for y'all, man. Don't trip. Just stay on the lookout, man. It's a well worth.
I'm be hitting you up. I'm looking for you. Cause you can't hold this for too long. We need to get it on the street.
Alright, man, yeah, we're gonna get this shit in, man. Just holler at me, man. Anytime y'all need me, man, I'm there, man, you know.
Alright. I'll be hollering at you for real.
For sure, that'll work.
Alright, well. Thanks for coming on the show, sir.
No problem. I appreciate it, man. Much love.
Alright. I'll holler at you, man. Peace.
Peace.
Woo! Man. Jay Hostile. You know, talking about leaving the mic smoking. On that note, I need a station identification break so I can get my mind right and keep going. That was hot.
It's like smooth drummer.
Yes, sir.
Like smooth drummer.
Yes, sir.
Like smooth drummer.
Yes, sir.
This new drama.
Yes, sir.
Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. But my man, DH, y'all know him as. And Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
Yeah, welcome back to Smooth Drama. Whew, I'm still kind of amped up. Man, Hostile got me amped up. I'm like, made me want to rap, but I know I shouldn't grab the mic unless I'm handing it to somebody else. I'll say something that'll make you want to shoot me, literally. Anyway, welcome back to Smooth Drama. Speaking of shooting, now, I mean, we all know, you're watching the news, whatnot, there's a healthcare reform bill, the historic healthcare reform bill that was passed this past weekend, whatnot. There's now folks is taking it to the next level in the anger. That shots were fired at a congressman's campaign headquarters. They smashing windows at Democratic offices across the country. They even put a fucking coffin on the lawn, a lawmaker's lawn, leaving voicemail messages, you know, talking about hate and all that. I'm like, it's a healthcare bill designed to help people who don't have healthcare. And I'm going to assume all the people that are angry are people who have healthcare. I just want to know, why the hell are y'all mad? What? Why are you shooting? Because they offered to help people who can't afford to help themselves. What part of the game is that? I mean, this, you know, because we talk that whole, oh, we a Christian nation and all this other shit, but y'all shooting at folks because they wanted to help folks, leaving voicemails and coffins on my lawn. A coffin on my lawn. Now, you see, this is one of the funny things because, you know, we're the same society who pull over athletes because these athletes have their guns, you know, protect themselves, and people will jump on Gilbert Arenas even though he was dumb having the guns in his locker or whatnot, but at the same time, he's got the guns because of people like that who are mad. I mean, if y'all are mad at people because, and we're talking about, you're mad at the representatives because they voted for health care to help the unfortunate, shit, you don't give a damn about nothing. I find this is one of the weirdest things that I've ever seen before. I mean, it was bad enough when you had all these old folks, you know, diving, tackling each other and shit during the debate, the town hall meeting. Now, I mean, what old folks? I mean, are y'all that mad? I'm thinking maybe. You know, they ran out of Viagra in your state, and you can't get it up, you can't have no sex or something. You know, I don't know. I mean, why are y'all so mad? Somebody tell me why people are mad at other folks being able to get health care. You know, it boggles my mind. I wonder about y'all sometimes. You know, I think there's something wrong with y'all. Seriously. Something in the brain. And maybe that's the reason why, as y'all know, California here, well, if you don't know, California put it on the ballot this week for November to make marijuana legal in the state. I'm thinking it can't come soon enough. You know, all these folks who are throwing rocks and shit and shooting at congressmen's offices and coffins and voicemails. Y'all all need some weed, and, you know, as I always say, maybe we need to legalize prostitution so y'all can get some ass too or something. Or you can do you can move punk to find out that right next to an assisted living site, they are right next to a nude resort in Palm Springs. They're gonna erect the old folks home right next door to that. So what's supposed to happen is the Canyon Club Hotel in Palm Springs is supposedly building an assisted living facility next door to a clothing optional gay resort. I don't know how that's going to go, but I can already see it's going to be some protesting and whatnot. But I'm just saying, you know, these old folks that are mad, whatnot, maybe y'all need to go to the whorehouse, or y'all need to go get your medicine card and smoke you a good one. Maybe if y'all go half on it with Jay Hostile, he might share some with y'all. You know, y'all can go half on the bag, whatnot, and chill and get nice and stop being so mad. You know. Or y'all can do like the homie who got his license taken, you know. And this is a helicopter pilot, David Martz, who last year, May 2009, had his license revoked. And the reason why his license was revoked was because he let adult film star actress Kuma Swade performed oral sex on him while he flew over San Diego. And I guess what happened is they were filming it, and that was the reason why he got in trouble, because they saw the film of it, but it was for Miss Kuma Swade's, what you call it, it was from Miss Puma Sway's website or whatnot, show that she was giving head to him. And supposedly, it was because she performed the act on him to repay him for the use of his chopper and the crew. I'm like, man, I need to be a helicopter pilot if it's like that. We just not going to film it. But at the same time, I don't know why would his license be revoked because he got hit. Why are people mad at homie for getting hit? He didn't wreck. And it's not really proven that getting hit can make you wreck. It may make you a little unbalanced, maybe, if it's good. But as far as wrecking the car, or a helicopter for that matter, I don't see it. I could be wrong. I'm willing to try and find out. I don't see what's illegal about it. I mean, is head illegal? Well, I guess in some states, because we got some laws where head's illegal. But I'm just saying, in general, should head be illegal? I don't think so. I don't think homie should have got his license taken. You know, we take shit way too serious, especially with sex. You know, sex is just sex. I don't see why. I mean, why people make these things bigger than what it really is. You know, you wonder about these haters out here. I wonder, do they even, you know, maybe they just don't have sex, or they don't have good sex, don't enjoy it, or whatever. Makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, because it's that whole, as I call it, legislating morality. I don't think you should legislate morality. That's the reason why we have that separation of church and state. At least I thought. So, you could be like the homies in Bridgeport and just be a dumbass. You know, just changing the subject, because I'm not going to get into that. Y'all know how I feel about it. We're going to end on a good note. Well, on a dumb note. Bridgeport, Albert Bailey, 27, and his 16-year-old homie, who they can't say his name because he's a juvenile, both of them from Bridgeport, Connecticut, called People's United Bank on Stratfield Road 10 minutes before they came to rob it. You know, they called the bank and said, have the bag of money ready on the floor because we're coming to rob the place. And then they actually showed up at the same time as the police. Wow. I got to end on that note because y'all know how I feel about dumbasses. And these definitely are the dumbasses of the week. But also, the people who are mad at the healthcare, y'all are 1A and 1B. You know? Stop being mad for no reason. And if you're gonna rob some shit, homie, my advice to you is try not to rob it by calling ahead. This ain't In and Out. This ain't Rubio. Dumbass. On that note, man, it's been an interesting night. I want to give thanks to my man Jay Hostile for coming on and blessing us with some hot tracks and some hot bars. And I hope everybody has a good night. And I'll holler at y'all next time at the same smooth drama play. I'm Dick. Out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.